I'm Francis Tenney, youth leader at 318-767-6030. Or Lee Flynn at 318-484-2184, extension 103. Or Madonna LeBlanc at 318-445-3439. The 7th Annual Community-Wide Youth Job Fair. Save this date, Tuesday, April 22nd, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Alexandria Riverfront Center, 707 Main Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. It's that time of year again. Spring has come, and the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is abuzz and planning its annual Family Day concert. Saturday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street, Leesville, Louisiana. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, Reverend Joseph L. Garner, Sr., pastor, is the place where God blesses his people. Each year, Family Day showcases people and persons to the beloved, the community of Leesville, with the finest and most entertaining vocalists and groups in the music industry. So with that said, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church 2014 Family Day presents Stellar and Grammy Award winners, the world-renowned Gospel Quartet, Harvey Watkins, and the Canton Spirituals of Canton, Mississippi. On my way home. Whoa, I'm on my way home. Come on, Lord. Please, Lord. Like you said you would. Listen, I have to cry sometime. Sometime.
Let me tell you what I decided that I was gonna do.
I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again.
Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me.
It's going to be a foot-stomping, toe-tapping, and hand-clapping time in the House of Zion. Put your praise shoes on. Come dressed and ready to praise like never before. If you haven't experienced the essence of the Canton Spiritual, you miss a portion of a little heaven on earth. Come and be blessed. Tickets are a $20 donation. Tickets available at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, 337-238-1779. In Alexandria at KAYT,
318-484-2525.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
When you receive Christ as your Savior, he comes to live inside you. Paul said, it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself for you, but you have to believe it. And then you have to receive him. And then you have to have the works that show that you received it. You just can't say, I believe in Jesus and then go on and live sinful. You haven't had a heart change when you do that. So heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. And a prepared people are those people that have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they have become the sons and daughters of God. That's who heaven's for. See, you can go to church all your life and still not receive him. You can sit in church all your life and never say, Jesus, change my life. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Savior. My life is not my own anymore. When you come to Jesus, you surrender. What does surrender mean? It means you give up. That means you give up your own life to receive his life. The Bible says that Jesus tasted death for every man, which means he experienced our death so we could have his life. And then I'm so glad for what he told Martha that day that he raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, Martha, do you believe? She said, if you had been here 4 days ago, my brother wouldn't have died. She had 4 days ago faith. Then Jesus said, Martha, your brother shall rise again. She said, oh, yeah, Lord, I know in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said, Martha, he that believes in me shall never die. I am the resurrection and the life. Martha had Jesus in her past, and then she threw him over into the future when Jesus wanted to be a right now God. He didn't say, I will be the resurrection. He didn't say, I was the resurrection. He said, I am, which means right now. He said, he that liveth and believes in me will never die. That means, that doesn't mean your body won't die. That means your spirit and your soul will never experience the real death that people experience when they go to hell. When a child of God dies, they are ushered into the presence of God. They never die. Your spirit and soul are going to live forever. When you take your last breath, that means your spirit and soul is gone. Your spirit and soul is eternal because it's made in the image of God. You're going to live forever somewhere. And you have an opportunity today to make sure that heaven is your destination. I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care how many Bible scriptures you know. You can be in hell with a head full of knowledge and then be wondering, how come I didn't believe what I knew, what I remembered? How come I didn't really act on it? I don't want you to have no regret. That rich man that I told you about that went to hell, guess what his wish was? Father Abraham, I have 5 brothers still alive. Would you send Lazarus back from the dead and tell them, don't come to this place of torment? And you know what Abraham told him? He said, they have the writings of Moses and the prophets. Let them read their Bible. He said, all they got to do is read their Bible and believe what they read. They won't come there. He said, but even if we send him back from the dead, they still won't believe. It's not going to take a dead person coming back telling you they're going to make you believe. Either you're going to believe what's in that Bible or you're not. I believe it. I'm standing on it. I've made my decision. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. A prepared people are people who have received Christ, who have become sons and daughters of God, and they have put all their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the only way into this kingdom. You can't get that through Buddha. You can't get that through Muhammad. You can't get that through Hare Krishna. You can't get that through Mr. Moon. I'm going to tell you, you can only go through the Son, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord has laid this message on my heart to speak to you because he loves you. He don't want one person in here. The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish. God never rejoices when someone misses heaven. But the reality of it, he's a just God. He's honest. He can't break his word. If you don't live for him in this life, you can't live for him in that one. If you don't receive him in this life, you can't receive him in the next life. And there is a next life for every person. So as you're here today and you say, Pastor Greg, I want to make sure today that I'm in heaven, that my destination is heaven. I want to get myself ready today, not tomorrow. I ain't putting it off no more. I'm not waiting till all the conditions in my life is right. That's the mistake I almost made. The devil almost talked me into not not giving my life to Jesus on that day that he came to me. He told me, he said, you a liar. You ain't gonna live right. You ain't gonna do right. I'll give you 2 weeks and you'll be back doing the same thing you always did. You better clean yourself up first before you come to God. You better get things right before you go to the Lord, before you be lying to him like that. And the truth is that I could clean on myself for 100 years and I would still not be right with God. God is so holy and so pure that man cannot clean his own self up. It takes the blood of Jesus applied to your life that cleanses you from your sin. And Jesus is the only one that can cleanse you and make you whole. That's what separates him from all the other false gods and false religions, is that he is still alive, and he's alive today. And he wants to come into your life because he loves you. Why did Jesus go to the cross for you? One word, love. One word, love. Just because he loves you, he wants you to know him. If you're here and you say, Pastor Greg, I want to make sure today, I want to do just what's required. I want to repent. I want to change. I want to change my life for the better. And I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died for me personally. If I'd have been the only person on the earth, he still would have died. I believe that with all my heart. I believe with all my heart God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive. I believe Jesus is not dead. I don't believe he's just a historical figure. I believe that he's relevant to today. I believe he can help me right now. I believe that he'll hear my prayer right now. I believe that if I open my heart, he'll come in. If that's you and you're willing to do that, let me see your hand. Nobody looking around. Let me see your hand. Is there anybody here? I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. This children, it don't matter how old you are. I see your hand. Hands are going up all around this place here. You want to make sure today that you're a child of God. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Is there anybody else? Let me see your hand. You're trying to make that decision. Go ahead, be bold about it. Jesus said, if you will not confess me and own up to me here on earth before men, he said, I'm not going to own up to you and confess you before my Father who is in heaven. You have to be bold about it and say, you know what? I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed to say that I gave my heart to Jesus. Is there anybody else today? I see your hand. I'm going to tell you, this is too important for you to miss it. I'm going to tell you, this is your day right here. Now is the accepted time, the Bible says. The Bible says, today if you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. That means don't harden up and resist God. Don't be rebellious, because rebellious people have no place in heaven. You have to be submitted to God. You say, God, I want your will and your will only. If you're here today, I see your hand. Now pray this prayer with me where you at, right there where you at in your chair. I'm not going to ask you to get up. I'm just going to ask you to pray this prayer with everything you got from the deepest part of your soul. I mean from deep down in your heart. You pray this and mean this with everything you got. You pray sincerely. You say this here, Jesus, come into my life. I believe what you did for me on the cross. You died for my sins. You were buried. And on the third day, God raised you from the dead. Jesus, you are alive. And I believe in you with all of my heart, my mind, my soul, with all of my strength. I trust you today as my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. I repent. I turn from darkness to the light. I turn from Satan's power to your power. And I receive now forgiveness of sins and the inheritance that belongs to me now as a member of your family. I am now a child of God. Jesus, thank you for coming into my life. I have opened my heart to you without any reservation. And I believe that you have heard my prayer and that I have been joined to you. And now my name is written in your book of life. I thank you today that I'm saved, finally, for sure. I'm as sure about it as any other thing in my life. I know now